here from a brat fry over at Slumberland a little bit ago. Ashley and I threw down some good old brats today. I got up to 3. Not my best showing today. How did you end up doing today?
I think I had 2. I just threw my mic on the ground, or almost on the ground. I think I had 2.
I thought that you were in the 3 club. It was Charlie Dern's big birthday today.
Yeah, it was.
Quarter of the way to 100 now. And I thought we were all agreeing that we had to have 3 brats today before we were allowed to leave.
I'm trying to think. I knew I had 1 before and then 1 during. I think I only had 2.
That's okay. You have time throughout the day. We expect you to have another brat.
I have time throughout the season.
Well, good. You have to make up for it. We expect 4 next Thursday at Swan Park.
4.
4. You got to make up. That's how averages work.
Oh, Walter.
We are going to be joined in just a few moments here by Jason Wilde. Talk a little bit about OTAs and the Green Bay Packers. What they're doing this offseason is they're finally back together, getting some practice in, trying to get that chemistry right. Going to talk a little bit about the Brew Crew, who once again find themselves atop that NL Central, how they can continue to build on that. And last night, Sally Lumens delivered for Beaver Dam softball, hitting one off the top of the wall in the bottom of the 7th inning, completing what was a 3-run comeback in those final few frames. And now they have a date with the Wanakee Warriors and a chance to punch their ticket to the sectional final. It is a great day to be in Beaver Dam, and it gets even better now because we get to welcome on Jason Wilde to the show. And you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Happy Friday, Jason. How are you doing? Have you been able to enjoy this beautiful weather?
No. We were at the Badgers Legends Golf outing this morning. We got to talk to a bunch of legends, not including Tausch, of course, who is a legend in his own right. But we talked to Lauren Carlini. We talked to Travis Frederick. We talked to Brooks Bollinger. And then we talked to this other guy, Barry Alvarez. You might have heard of him.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. Decent coach.
We had a good morning. So I drove down bright and early and then drove back. Literally just got home, and I got to say, I find myself, as you talk about yet another brat fry, as you guys continue to make a difference in the greater Beaver Dam, Waupun Metroplex, if we had a brat-eating contest, and you're Kobayashi and I'm Joey Chestnut, how many... Like, I've never done any professional eating of any kind. I'm definitely an amateur, but I'm a pretty good amateur. What do you think your max would be before you'd be like, well, I can't do anymore?
So we're not doing, like, the 10-minute cutoff that they do?
No, it's not speed. I mean, reasonable time of eat. Like, a normal, this is the speed I would eat a brat at normally, and I'm going to do that for repeated brats. How many do you think you could do at a normal rate of speed without a clock?
Before I actually make myself sick, I bet that I could get up to 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. I thought I could probably go 5, especially if they've been grilled to perfection, which obviously it depends on who's working the grill at your brat fry and whether that actually comes to fruition. But
it's brat fry master, Tim.
I don't know if I can go 6. I don't know if... I could go maybe 6-7 if I really push myself, but I think you'd probably win.
Well, Dobes was looking at us like we were crazy. Does that mean that your number was higher or lower, Ashley?
I thought it would be a lot higher.
So that's not me.
It says the girl who ate 2.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that I would eat more than those numbers.
I don't like that you looked that way after I said 7 or 8, and then you said I thought it would be higher.
Wasn't Joe? Doesn't don't like Joey?
Why would you think that?
Yeah. Can you walk me through the mental faculties, the processes that got you to the point that you're like, Wally's housing a dozen easy?
That is not how I meant it, though.
Sure.
Wally, I think
it doesn't matter how you meant it. I think you kind of, that's what we call a tell. And by the way, like, Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut are, like, skinny guys.
Yes.
They're not even, like, Well, like Wally and me.
Oh, shut up, Jason. I appreciate what you're trying to do there. Not even close to that. But it always amazed me, too, because these guys, you eat all this food in 10 minutes. I have to imagine for the next 3 days, I don't care how much they've trained, you're in, like, physical agony.
Yeah, I don't want to eliminate listeners and viewers, so I will just say this in the most delicate way possible. Obviously, what goes up must come down. What goes in must go out.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm sure that people who have done like feature stories on these guys have probably addressed that topic. I don't enjoy the competitive eating. We watched it one 4th of July, the girls and I did, and Sydney pointed out that there appeared to be a guy who was in the contest who appeared to just be there for the free hot dogs because he did not appear to be really putting in the optimal effort to eat them as quickly as possible.
I admire that guy.
Eating them at a leisurely pace, so which I respect. As I said... Hey, I like that guy. I like the cut of his jib. I'm on board with that approach. So anyway, kudos to you guys again. I went through Beaver Dam today. I didn't get to stop in on my way home, but it is. I know a few people that aren't GKB folks that live in the greater area there, and the stuff that you and obviously WBEV do in the community is great, and I just think it's so important, and you're carrying on a great legacy from some pretty legendary people, and you, Wally, certainly deserve a ton of credit because you are not afraid to mix it up with the people and also make a fool of yourself from time to time for people's entertainment, and Ashley is smart enough not to make a fool of herself like you
Thank
do,
you.
But it's still an important piece of the equation as well.
Well, thank you for saying that. We take a lot of pride in what we get to do here, and it is cool to be out there and get to mingle with the community at the same time, knowing that it's going and helping people that desperately need it. So appreciate you, Jason, although next time you're in Beaver Dam, we will be upset if you don't pass through. That said.
Well, much like Joey Chestnut when he's finished with his contest, I will try and pass through, yes.
Well, good. I'm happy that you brought that back because I didn't know how I was going to bring this question up. But it was kind of going in a crude nature. I'm sure you saw the Abner Uribe celebration. He's been recently suspended a game in the last hour. Did you happen to see the Brewer celebration the other day?
I did. I'm not a wrestling guy. Not since the days of Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
The Golden Age.
The Ultimate Warrior, R.I.P., Hulk Hogan, R.I.P. Randy Macho Man said, Oh yeah.
That was the Monster Energy drink. That's him. That's I'm trying to
oh,
do that.
I'm aware. Not since then. So apparently that a wrestler does that move or did that move.
D-Generation X. And it fit up to the name. D-Generation X did that move. Reason
well,
I ask you.
Say, The, well, let me just say this, and then you may ask your question. I just love the fact that he had the guts to do it on such a close pitch that had to be reviewed before it was, in fact, confirmed as a strike. I didn't realize it was a 3-2 count. It would have been a walk then, and then you got, like, a pretty important base runner you put on base while you've been doing that move.
And then you got to be like, yeah, no, I'll take the ball back, Blue. My bad. My bad, everybody. Nothing to see here. We'll just keep going. But the reason I asked that initially is that I know that you've been with the Packers back to the point. You covered the Randy Moss game where he was at Lambeau, and he did the fake moon, I imagine.
I did. I was there. And I like Joe Buck. I actually know his wife pretty well. Just because we've been friends for a long time, and I think the world of both of them. So when I say this, you know, we all, like, Lord knows I do this. I say enough words 5 days a week, plus all the different shows that I'm on. But I'm not perfect with my commentary. But what did he call it? Like despicable or disgusting or something?
Yeah, it was a despicable act.
I think it's important to remind everyone We did not, in fact, see Randy Moss's bare butt.
Mm-mm.
He did not, in fact, moon the crowd. As you pointed out correctly, it was a fake moon. And I did not see that as offensive as Joe Buck did in the moment. I don't know if he's ever talked about it and been asked if he had a mulligan, would he have taken a slightly less critical tone there, because we've certainly seen some pretty bad things on the field in terms of celebrations. But that one, you know, quite frankly, the Packers played like poop that game at home in a playoff game. So they were the ones that that were kind of showing their butts, so to speak.
Well, thank you. Ashley, you can have the OTAs. I just had to know. I had a feeling that you were going to be the person back then. This is ridiculous. I can't believe we're even talking about this after a playoff game.
Yeah, I've started to do this now more, but way back then, because that was, what, 2004, I think? So we're talking more than 20 years ago now. I used to bring a TV, like an actual, like, portable TV that I would plug in, and I had rabbit ears to get it on, you know, obviously the local TV feed, which, again, I think it's important to remind people. I don't know, what TV stations do you get in Beaver Dam? Do you get Green Bay and Milwaukee, or...
Most of the stuff I've been getting is Madison. Madison is mostly what I get.
All right, well, then you're screwed. So unless you have Netflix, the two Netflix games, unless you have Amazon Prime for that game, I don't think we have any Peacock games to worry about this year. But the NFL rule, you know, they put those on over-the-air TV in the home market. And the Packers, I think, are one of the only two teams that have two designated home markets. Green Bay, Fox City's one, Milwaukee two, and if you don't have those streaming services, you won't get that. Anyway, my point is I used to have I'd bring in an actual TV because I wanted to have access to my own replays, you know, right away, and that was before we had NFL Plus and everything else. So I had to, like, you know, jiggle the rabbit ears and but I would not listen to the audio, so I didn't know that Joe Buck had taken such a hard-line stance on how disgusting of a despicable showing it was. So I didn't know how critical it had been. I didn't think that much of it in the moment. Like, yeah, he kind of shook his little tushy and whatever else.
Yeah, it's a rivalry game in the playoffs.
It was a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I always thought that was overblown.
Okay, I'm going to get off the butt topic. Breaking... broadly about OTAs.
So, just to clarify, your segue from that was, okay, we're going to get off the butt topic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I had it better in my mind, but then it, like, blanked. Because I thought you guys were going to keep going. Anyways. OTAs.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
So,
what's the team's goal this time of year? Mostly implementing the playbook, acclimating the new faces. What's it about?
I don't know how you expect me to answer this. it's all those things, Ashley. Great question. Great conversational segue. Well done.
Thank you.
Look, installation is the number one thing. They install the offense. They install the defense. Obviously, on the one hand, this is year 8 of this offense. On the other hand, Matt LaFleur had said, and I don't know if you guys saw his press conference, but I did ask him at the end, you know, what exactly is this? Because he's been kind of nebulous in his responses about, well, what does a year 1 approach to the offense mean? And then I said, does it mean you're actually going to run more outside zone in the run game? Well, I'm not going to give you all of our schematics, Jason. To which I, of course, replied, well, I don't want all of them, I just want some. Because that's such an important part of what they do offensively. Like, their play-action game and everything else really is designed off of that. And, you know, between the blocking scheme that Josh Jacobs prefers, which is the duo blocking scheme, and the fact that the quarterback, Jordan Love, likes to be in shotgun. So they've really gotten away from what they're supposed to theoretically do in this system. And I thought it was telling that Matt LaFleur never actually disputed what I said, right? He never said, no, we're not, you know, we're not looking to get to do more zone, outside zone. No, he said, I'm not going to give you our schematics, Jason. So I think, to your point, Ashley, I think it's getting the new offense or the adjustments to the existing offense installed. But on the defensive side, I mean, Jonathan Gannon has said it repeatedly. You know, I don't have a scheme. I designed the scheme based on the personnel I have. And while he's got some obvious general principles, that this is an important time for that group. And, you know, yesterday or Wednesday when we were there, you know, we did see Evan Williams pick off a deep ball from Jordan Love, which was a rare thing to see, an interception after they only had 7 all of last season in games that counted. And a rare thing to see Jordan throw one, too. But I think that's the biggest thing, is getting the defense up to speed, obviously, with a new defensive coordinator.
Well, when, from one Jorgen. Why am I saying
Jorgen? I would like to be referred to as Jorgen.
Yeah, I was going to sound like the mountain out there in Scandinavia with that. No, from one Jordan to another. Last question for you, Jason. Jordan Morgan's entering this season for the first time in his career knowing where he's going to play, knowing what his role is expected to be on this team. Have you had an opportunity to either talk to him or talk to some of the coaches that are going to be heavily involved with what he does day to day about what this can do to him and hopefully unlock the potential they see in him?
Yeah, I have not gotten to talk to him, and I will not waste any more of your precious airtime belly aching about them closing the locker room, because I would have had no trouble talking to people about something other than Josh Jacobs' situation. So no, I haven't talked to Jordan yet. I look forward to doing so, hopefully next week. But in talking with Joe Thomas, who played that position at a somewhat high level.
Yeah, I'd say
so.
He
was okay.
He's all right.
Not terrible. He's played for a bunch of terrible teams, but he was not terrible. He said some really positive things. He sat down with Jordan while he was up here delivering his Hall of Fame beef, and he said he saw really good things on tape. So if that's what Joe Thomas sees and thinks, I'd say that's a pretty good recommendation. But again, I think reasonable people can disagree, and I know Brian Bulaga, who played tackle in the NFL for a decade. I know Mark Tauscher, who played tackle in the NFL for a decade. And myself, who never played tackle at all, but certainly has watched enough tackles. I think we all have some varying measures of concern as to how good he really is. And if he wasn't a first-round pick, maybe we would view him through a different prism. But that offensive line needs him to be a really good player. Not a great player, not a Hall of Fame player, but they need him to be a really good player, and now's the time that he has to start working toward that goal.
Well, I know you're a Hall of Fame player to us, Jason, so thank you for joining us as always.
It's a low bar, though, really, I mean, if we're being honest. I mean, you have Jesse Nelson on the show as a guest on occasion, right?
We do, but I have not exactly given him a gold jacket yet.
I'm not even going to go down that road. All right, guys, have a great rest of your show.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate you. The great Jason Wilde. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us and giving us 20 minutes of his time, busy time with OTAs, even though it doesn't sound like, once again, the Packers are really opening the door, so to speak, and making it apparent what the goal is in certain things. Ashley, I see you a little perplexed by that as well.
Well, I'll have to ask Jason next week, but I really want to know a day in the life of Jason Wilde.
I actually beg you to ask that question. Like, you started off with that on Wednesday next week.
No, because I want to know. Because he calls into so many of our ESPN Wisconsin shows.
Yes.
So, and then he writes.
And then reports. He's at the practices.
And he's at the practices.
Then doing interviews.
Also, this might be a dumb question, but for all of our listeners out there who is probably wondering the same thing I am, does he travel to the, like, away games? No, right?
He used to. He no longer does. He now only stays with Green Bay. He'll occasionally make the trip. Like last year, I believe they were talking about it. I don't know if they ever got there to Pittsburgh for the last game against Aaron Rodgers. And it sounds like they might could try to do that in preseason, but I don't know if they're going to do that because Aaron Rodgers at most will probably play a drive or two.
Yeah, okay, so I see. But there are, like, writers that will travel with the team.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
But then Jason, on top of what you're saying, he's also the ultimate dad, too. He's at all these different sporting events with his kids.
Yeah.
He's making sure he's also picking them up.
He's also a dog dad.
He's a dog dad. That's important to know.
I heard him when I called him tell the dog to get inside.
So, well, good. I'm glad that you can give us that. It's Big J's on our show, too.
I hope it was a dog. I hope he wasn't yelling at his kids.
All right. Inside. Well, we're going to jump off here. We're going to get on to another phone call here in just a few moments. We have David Brandenburg coming on, talking a little bit about Rolling Meadows Golf Course, and it is beautiful out. You got to make sure you're getting some 9 at least, maybe get 18. Hell, play all 27 over there. We'll talk to him right on the other side of the break with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV Morning Show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code TRACK to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code TRACK to borrow up to $10,000. Use code TRACK to borrow up to $10,000.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
I don't know if Ashley Dobrzynski's a champion, but she can feel like one whenever she goes out the Rolling Meadows Golf Course. Just right up the road, not even about, it's about a 30-minute drive from here, and it's beautiful out. All it makes you want to do is play a round of golf, and who better to talk to than David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager. David, how are you doing this on this beautiful Friday?
Just wonderful. Just a beautiful day out. The course is packed. People are happy. They're playing golf. Just incredible day.
Before we dive into more of the golf course real quick, we were out on location and got to have a remote over there just yesterday morning, and I have to get the immediate response. What was your initial reaction of Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett?
We love having Wade back, and having Sherry in the house was great. I mean, the customers liked it. I mean, they remember Wade from when he used to play every damn day. Yeah, it was great to have him back.
Wow, I'm not used to that. I usually get people that are ready to, like, throw elbows at Wade and immediately, like, Sherry's the best. And meanwhile, you kind of flipped the script. Everybody remembers Wade. He's the best. We love to have him back.
Yeah, well, nothing against Sherry. She did a wonderful job. We're glad to have her there. But Wade's kind of an icon in the Fond du Lac area, so.
That's true. That's his old neck of the woods, his old stomping yards. So. Well, and he's got to get out there, too. Him and I were talking yesterday once he got back about – he mentioned that there is a hole out there that is iconic to the region. And I'm curious which one you guys might be referring to, where I got to go and make sure which nine holes course I'm playing on first.
Well, each nine has their own unique hole. I think he's talking about number one, the starting hole on our red nine. One of the tougher holes on the course, especially for your second shot, an elevated green over water. That's probably the one he was referring to. But each nine has their own unique layout. And there's the marsh holes on 13 and 14 on the white nine. And then on the back nine, hole 25 is a very tough hole with water on the right. I know Wade has found that plenty of times. And then just finish on 26, 27, coming home, just very, very good finishing holes for any caliber golfer.
So him talking about that first hole on the red, is that the hole that when I get out there, I can probably expect to throw up a double digit on the hole? Or is that, like, plays great?
We hope not. It's a good drive will put you in a good spot to have what could be an easy shot over the water onto the elevated green. A bad second shot will either get you wet or leave you with a very difficult chip.
Okay, yeah, so about a 10 for me. That's what I'm hearing right here. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I got to make sure.
Maybe.
Well, David, yeah. I know that we mentioned Fond du Lac right in the neck of the woods of old Wade Bates territory, but for people that aren't familiar with Rolling Meadows, where can they find you?
Just on the southwest side of town. So you bring 151 up, take out the military road exit. We're right on the edge of town, easy to find, easy to get to. 27 beautiful golf holes, great place to play.
When you mention how simple it is to book a tee time online as well, how far out can people decide to book? If I want to play a hole next week on Thursday, would I be able to do that right now?
You sure could. We book 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks in advance. And with the weather holding out like it is right now, I can only imagine that you guys are very busy. So you got to get on there fast to make sure that you get your tee times, I imagine.
Oh, you definitely do, especially for the evenings and weekends. I mean, they fill up quick. It's great. We have a good customer base, and they like to come back. Repeat business is awesome, and we appreciate it.
Well, hey, we appreciate you, David. We appreciate you having us out there yesterday. You're going to have more of the band getting together, too. Wade's starting to lead the charge, so I'm sure you're going to see Mr. Bates again soon, and you're going to see my big 300-pound frame coming out to a golf course near you.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you, David. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you on Monday afternoon.
Sounds great. See you then.
David Brandenburg, everybody, the golf course manager over at Rolling Meadows. Gorgeous, gorgeous course. Wade is glowed about it. And when Wade's willing to glow about something, you know it's real, because he'll be the first one to tell you, Ashley, when you do something wrong, which you and I can probably attest to you firsthand about as well as anybody.
Yeah, he's funny. He texted me yesterday when I was board hopping the game and was like, if this goes into extras, I'll have. What did he say? It was like, there will be instructions. And I was like, all right.
He's even mapped out, because I'm going to be moving over while he's gone for, I got a frog in the throat. And I'm trying to lose it before I cough.
When Wade heads to vacation, Wally will be taking over the morning show.
Thank you for holding it down for me for a minute. I'm going to be doing that. And we've been preparing for like a month out, because the number of moving parts that man does and deals with on a morning show. Ashley, I don't physically know how that man stays sane. And then he's waking up at like 4 a.m. to go and do all this. And he's out there for all these high school games at 6, 7 o'clock at night as well.
He is. Yeah, I don't even know.
He's one of one.
One of one.
Before we go to break, come back and talk more about Beaver Dam Prep and Beaver Dam Softball punching their ticket to sectionals after winning regionals in dramatic fashion yesterday. I want to ask you, going into OTAs, going into all this stuff, Packers-related right now, with what we got to hear a little bit ago from Jason, what's the question that you want answered? Or what do you want to learn more about this team in the offseason before it becomes too late? When we get to September, we're like, wow, how did we not realize this was going on?
Well, I want to know who the wide receiver one will be.
Is that a quick call? Do you have a gut feeling on anybody?
I think there's a very, obviously a very high chance Christian Watson will be one.
I think that's the best answer.
Yeah, but then you also have Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden. It'll just be interesting to see who steps up after they, like last year, they had such a large wide receiver room. And now you got rid of Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks. It's just going to be interesting to see which one of them really shine.
You weren't on this show yet last year when they do a preseason fearless predictions on Wilde and Tausch, and they have all of our hosts in ESPN Wisconsin make a list or do a quick call in. What is your goal? What's the thing that you're going to make the bold call for? Last year, I infamously said that Matthew Golden was going to have 1,200 yards as a wide receiver. He was going to be, I think it was the second leading receiver in the NFC North, only behind either Justin Jefferson or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those didn't happen.
They weren't even hand close. Up.
Wally was wrong.
Wally wasn't even in the atmosphere.
I'm going to give it a soft tease. It's either going to be Lucas Van Ness related, because I know you love him so much, or it's going to be Matthew Golden related. I might just double down.
I think Matthew Golden is going to have a standout year as well. I think.
Wait, say that again. I don't know if I heard you right.
I think Matthew Golden is going to have a standout year.
Standout. I thought you said a bad year again, and I'm like, what do you mean? No.
I think that it'll be fun to watch Jaden Reed and Christian Watson and Matthew Golden, because I think they all have a lot of potential.
They do.
I feel like I'm forgetting one of our wide receivers. Am I?
Well, no, they lost Dontavian Wicks, unless
and
that's
Romeo
who you
Dobbs.
Were thinking about.
No.
Yeah, so
but
as I said,
thought we signed someone.
Well, you still have Savion Williams, who, again, is playing that hybrid role. And perhaps with what's going on with running back, who knows what.
Well, that's my other one. I want to know who is going to be our number two.
And it's probably going to be determined by Brown County law enforcement, who's going to be the number one, at least. And if you don't know who your one is going into the year, I'm almost curious if you see Savion Williams getting more reps in that gadget role. Because last year, you would see it every now and then, them try like two or three bubble screens or jet sweeps, just get the ball in him or into his hands. I don't know if it's going to either be this year or not. I feel like he's not going to have the rubber hit the road in year three. With gadget guys, it happens earlier. It doesn't happen at all, it seems like.
Yeah. I don't really know much about Savion Williams. But I think, doesn't he wear a
You wouldn't know much from last year. He didn't play hardly.
Does he have a guardian cap on?
I don't believe so. I've got Romeo Doubs guardian cap disease, where that's the only player on the team I could look at.
I know, but it's like, I bet it helps, but it's fun.
It's definitely helps, but the only comment I would have is
he does wear a guardian cap.
He does. How are we at a point where these players, how can we not get the guardian caps to be like more uniform to a helmet?
Yeah. And guardian caps just look like plush.
It makes you wonder. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
Me
I'm sure it's got to help. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But the idea that we can send people to space, maybe not the moon. I know you're a moon walk denier.
What?
So
where is this allegation coming from?
Are you denying it?
I'm denying the fact that I didn't go.
Cut that. She doesn't think we went to the moon. She definitely doesn't think that. But the
reason you are out of your mind.
We can send people to the moon, allegedly, according to some. You can send people to the moon, but we can't make a guardian cap that is that isn't a giant pillow on top of a helmet?
Yeah. Like, come on.
Am I taking crazy pills?
No. Well, not for this.
All right. Come back.
I thought that was your voice. My bad.
No, my voice is, it's much more elegant and cuts through so well. But when we come back, the Beaver Dam softball team is going to sectionals after a dramatic comeback. We'll dive into how they got there, what happened in that game, and more right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Watertown boys soccer head coach Clayton Kratzer. You're listening to 1430 ESPN.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Carrie Bell. Three Beaver Dam auto dealers have lost their wholesale licenses. They are Point B Auto, Orem Lane Auto Group, and Turbo Motors Vehicles. They failed to maintain dealer bonds to help protect consumers. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says area unemployment dropped from March to April. Dodge County dropped 2.7%. The class of 2026 includes the first 15 students who went through both years of the GPS Education Partnership Program at Generac and Beaver Dam. Many already have job offers. Kids can get free meals this summer through the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The Summer Food Service Program offers free meals to qualifying children statewide. And new laws for ATV and UTV riders in Wisconsin go into effect on Monday. Everyone in UTVs will have to wear their seatbelts. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com. Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Save big money and protect your garden with help from Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a granular repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. Just pour it around your garden for up to 30 days of protection, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Every financial journey is unique, and people can help you navigate.
The M-People team always goes far above and beyond to make sure that all of my decisions are in my best interest long term, and that I am fully educated in all the details of my options. They always follow up and make it feel like I'm the only client that they have.
Whether you're just starting out, preparing for retirement, or anything in between, M-People can help. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered with live break streaming right there on the app. You can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. happy that we came in with Sandstorm because it has turned into the song of the Golden Beavers, or at least that's what Brett Huff and I have been telling ourselves for the last several weeks. The fantastic PA announcer who, if this is a good problem, is done doing PA announcing this year for the Golden Beavers because the Golden Beavers won their regional, which means they are done playing at home. They are going to now go on the road and play at Wanakee next Tuesday night. We'll try to let you know. We're going to go out there on Monday. Wade Bates is going to be on the scene trying to figure out if we can get either a video or an audio radio-only broadcast going. We will let you know on Monday on the Damn Sports Show, and you can also find out on DailyDodge.com. But Ashley, you were on the board for this game. The Golden Beavers were down 3-0 entering the fifth inning and were getting no hit, and then all of a sudden the bats came alive.
I was worried. I was like, this is not looking good.
It didn't. It felt hairy, especially when you have a pitcher like Vanden Branden, who, by the way, I love the name Vanden Branden.
Is that the last name or the full name?
That's the full last name.
Because I thought you guys were talking about two different people.
Yeah, it was, as soon as I saw it, I was like, Wade, I think that you wrote this name like twice. And he's like, no, that's a V, and it's different.
No.
That is not. That is the same name. So Vanden Branden, going into the fifth, he only had a walk and a hit by pitch. And at that point, the bats came alive. You had seniors like Jillian Shave who came in, a big pinch hit double. Just the bats kind of just came to be. And all of a sudden, you get the 3-3 going into the bottom of the seventh inning. And Sally Lumens, who had two times in this game, she entered this at bat 0-3. And it was the most disrespectful and fake scoreline that anybody that watched the game. She was lacing the ball.
Yeah, I remember you guys saying it was just hot. The balls were, like, what was coming off of her bat was hot.
The one that I believe was in the fifth inning, right before, right at the end of that rally, right in that range, either way, she hit one that might have been the hardest hit ball of the entire game. Mm-hmm. It just happened to go right at the second baseman who made a heck of a play just getting in front of it, knocking it, or I think she scooped it right off the blades of grass. When that happened, and Sally Lumens came back up to the plate, Wade Bates is on the call. You have to walk her, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like when I was talking to you about that, when we did that hypothetical, and I was like, would you have walked this girl? And she ended up flying out. Like, you walk. You walk them.
And I understand the thought, too, of what Wade's saying. You have second and third, two outs. Mm-hmm. If you walk Sally Lumen, there's a fourth at all four bases. Or you can continue to attack Sally. And if you get out of that, the other part is Monona Grove had their 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up in the eighth inning. And you would have been getting to the middle of your order, going to the bottom part of the order for Beaver Dam. So it feels like you score here, or Monona Grove has the advantage going into the eighth inning, at least for that eighth inning, and Sally Lumens, as we're so accustomed to seeing, comes through huge.
Yeah, they should have walked her.
They should have walked her.
I don't know why they didn't.
And that's going to be, we'll have our top three plays on Monday. Sorry, Dobbs, what were you going to say?
Putting Sally on base would have done, it would have made no difference, except it would have been a force out. No matter what, it's not like it was like two outs, and all right, it's not like it was like no outs, and you're loading the bases. All you need is one run. Why would you not walk her?
See, I feel like
it did nothing for the Beaver Dam.
I think that if there's one out or fewer, they do walk Sally there.
Yeah, you walk her, period.
But like, my question for you, the only thing I've been able to figure out or like try to work around of, all right, maybe you attack her here, because if you do put Sally Lumens on base, you do, in theory, have one at-bat where you throw four balls in the game and the season is over. One hit by pitch, one anything weird happening, the game is over. Where if you have an at-bat with Sally, maybe you try to pitch around her, and if she walks and it's the unintentional intentional walk, you live with that. But hey, they went right at her, and Sally came out on top this time, and we're happy to have her on our side.
Very true.
All right. Well, congratulations to the regional champion, Golden Beavers. They will be back in action again next Tuesday against Wanakee on the road. That's a rubber match as well. Just like they did against Monona Grove, they split in the regular season. They're trying to do the same and get that rubber match. And ultimately, that not having a Badger Large championship all of a sudden kind of goes away if you beat them.
Who did win the Badger Large?
The Wanakee Warriors.
They did.
They did.
Did you just say that?
Well, I was just saying it's a rubber match, and if I didn't, I kind of alluded, but I didn't say it directly, so don't beat yourself up on that.
I was like, sorry, I was typing something.
No, Wanakee, the defending, at this point, the current champs, are going to welcome the Golden Beavers, and we will do our best to get that on. We'll let you know right here on the Dam Sports Show on Monday afternoon, which means it is time for our final segment of the week, and when we come back, it's Friday trivia time. We'll send you out on the week with some brain busters. See if you can answer along as we go. That's next on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs level off around 69. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows level off around 48. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, 81.
This weather update on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. They keep the heat on all winter. Now they'll make sure you stay cool as spring's first pitch arrives.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000. Use code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000.
You almost wonder with Mizorowski if he's able to set guys up with his fastball and take a little off and then run it up there at 102 and run it by him. 2-2, and that's what he did. Fastball at 100 right past Alonso, who swung through it and started walking back to the dugout and said a word I can't say on the radio.
And Bauer sends one out to center, racing back his hill at the track. Wall! Grand slam!
This is Lane Grindle. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to getting ready for the summer, it's all fun and games until the temperature in the house feels the heat. Don't wait for the first heat wave to find out if your AC can or can't keep up. JB Mechanical provides fast, professional AC service and high-efficiency upgrades to keep your home cool and comfortable. Get ahead of summer. Call their team now at 920-210-8615 or visit jbmechllc.com. Cool starts here. JB Mechanical is a proud Trane dealer.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski, here to round out the week with you with some Friday trivia. Ashley, take it away.
We're going to start off with some sports trivia. What NFL player scored a touchdown, then pulled a Sharpie out of his sock to sign the football?
I think it was Joe Horn.
No. Oh, sorry. One sec.
Joe Horn, I thought, did that back in the 90s and did that. Do you have a team? Was it the Saints?
I don't even know. Let me look.
Well, because Joe Horn is who I initially thought, but maybe he had another goofy touchdown celebration. He had a phone. Joe Horn had a phone that he pulled out of the goalpost and called somebody. So it wasn't
That's
them.
That's awesome.
Then the next one I would have thought, maybe Terrell Owens.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, see, because T.O. was famous for kind of before Chad Johnson and then even Chad Ochocinco, had all these famous choreographed chants. You almost rooted for this guy to score when he wasn't playing your team because you're like, what's he going to do? T.O.'s the best one he ever had. I know some people like the popcorn. I loved he scored against the Dallas Cowboys when he was on the 49ers, and he ran to midfield, and he stood on the Dallas Cowboys star. And he stood there, arms open to the world, like I don't even know what to say. It was like a middle finger to Dallas right there. He scores again later in the game, and he tries to do the same thing. And I can't remember what defensive back it was, came out and decked him, and it started like a brawl on the field, all because T.O.'s celebrations. So maybe he was right to go with the Sharpie.
I love that.
All right, I'm ready for the next.
What animal has been known to get drunk from eating fermented fruit?
I feel like this is a really dumb animal, and I can't remember if it's a primate. I'm trying to think, like a sloth or a panda. Do I get one or the other?
You have to guess.
Can you tell me? This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do I get my 50-50? Is one of those two correct? Either of them.
You said a sloth and a panda?
Yeah, because I just figured this is a dumb animal that's just like, wow, this is sick.
No. You want to know?
Yeah.
It's an elephant.
Elephants are just out there having like casual like Friday beers?
Yeah.
What does a drunk elephant eat? I would not want to be around. Imagine being like a random like gazelle that stumbles upon an elephant in the Serengeti.
That would be scary.
And it's just like, hey, I'm here for a good time. It's Friday.
All right. What or which NHL team threw an octopus onto the ice?
Detroit.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to
know that.
Detroit, it's one of the... I don't even know if they're allowed to do it anymore because I think that there were people that started getting angry.
They say the tradition still exists.
Well, because like at the end of the day, you're throwing an octopus on ice. It's still fresh. We can still eat that octopus after the fact. You just got to get the Red Wings some goals in the process.
True.
That octopus died with some class. That's all I can say. We all should be so lucky. Carry on.
True. All right. What fruit floats in water because about 25% of its volume is air?
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say because 25% was water. I'm going to get two guesses. I'm cheating. Orange. I don't like that. I hate that buzzer so much. It's light and it's airy. Grape? What's floating? What fruit is...
An apple.
You're telling me an apple floats in... bobbing for apples. Oh, no. Oh, no. That sounds... I never would have said 25% air, though.
I know. Is that weird? Not weird, but crazy.
I mean, it is weird. It's objectively weird. You bite into an apple. Where's the air?
True.
That's a really dumb way to say that, but carry on.
What team or what NFL team once drafted a player who had never played a down of college football? This is very recent.
Wait, very recent?
Yes.
I was going to say, I was trying to think of somebody like Antonio Gates that was like a dual sport athlete, but you're saying never played football. How about Jordan Mailata? NFL Pathway Programs. The only reason I had that one in the chamber, because I think he's, is he from Australia or New Zealand?
Yes, New Zealand. He played rugby.
Yes.
The only reason why I know that is because of Geo Sports.
Yeah, because we had that one yesterday. Yeah. Great call, Jordan Mailata. There we go. We got the sports ones down. I just can't tell you what fruit has air in it.
Yeah, you'll know this one, but I think it's funny because we talked about this the other day.
I'm ready.
What country once fought a war against emus and lost?
It's the Australian War. The Great Emu War of 1932, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now an actual one that you won't know. What U.S. state is home to a town named Boring?
Oh, this has to be an actual Boring state. I wanted to say Indiana because it's literally the worst state in the world. It's just brutal. But I'm going to go with Missouri. Come on. I figured that if you're boring, you'd be in misery.
Ooh, I like that. But no, it's Oregon.
Oregon had... And we, look at us. Look at us becoming South Central Wisconsin. I'd say Oregon instead of Oregon.
Oregon, whatever.
I do that all the time. When I first got here, that was like the first thing Wade yelled at me for. Yeah, you have to say Oregon. People around here, they know it's Oregon. It's not Oregon. Okay, Wade.
I said Oregon? I don't care.
No, you said Oregon.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place next week on Monday. We're back to a 5-day week. Looking forward to seeing you all there. Homer Hour's coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.